It's time for Parents Fighting on YouTube Boozy Film Reviews with Justin, Kerry, and Tasty Drinks. So join us if you choose. Subscribe and like us and hit that notification bell so you'll know when we make more shows. Our videos are swell.
God bless us, everyone.
Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome to Parents Night In.
Oh, ho, ho.
Here at enuffa.com, we're watching another Christmas-themed film.
We love Christmas-themed
films. We're watching maybe
films.
The Christmas-themed film.
I mean, the?
Well, it's based on the Christmas story. Not...
It's based on Jesus?
No. I just mean the definitive story about Christmas having pertaining to Christmas spirit. The greatest Christmas story
ever
told.
Keep Christ in Christmas, Justin.
Who's Christ?
Oh, no.
Anyway, we're watching the 1984 version of A Christmas Carol starring George C. Scott as Ebenezer Scrooge.
Michael Scott.
It's my favorite version of
and
A Christmas
Carol.
And now
it's my favorite version.
Yep.
Previously.
I ruined you.
Well, see, my first favorite version was Mickey.
Mine too.
My second favorite version was Muppets. My third favorite version is this, but now it's quickly become one of my favorites. Much like many other Christmas movies, I have to watch them each every single year.
Yep.
Ideally more than once.
Yep.
But I can't get through a year without watching all three of my favorite Christmas carols.
This is a really wonderful version.
Wonderful. You just said the word wonderful in a dead serious way.
It feels very authentic in a way that some of them don't. Like the period just feels totally immersive and
real.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
George C. Scott is a fantastic Scrooge in a very kind of naturalistic way that pretty much every other Scrooge isn't. Every other Scrooge, I feel like they're trying so hard to be just like evil and relish being evil. And George C. Scott is just a prick. And it, like not
So basically you're saying he doesn't have to try because he's terrible. He's a terrible person.
No, I'm saying that his performance is so effortless and natural that it's not like he's like, hey, I'm being vulturous or whatever. He's just like...
You just sounded like Fat Albert for a second there.
Hey, I hate Christmas. His delivery is just like very conversational and just like, I don't care about any of this shit. Fuck off. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like it just works so much better than every other attempt. Another excellent performance is David Warner as Bob Cratchit.
What's wrong with me that I can't think of what else David Warner's in?
He's in Tron. I'm not sure what else you would have seen him in.
I've definitely seen
a lot
him
of things.
There is something very specific that I've seen
him in. Hold on, you gonna do a jingle? A Christmassy jingle?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
You don't have to cue me.
Okay, go ahead.
I know my role.
Okay.
And I will shut my mouth.
Oh, good. Dwayne Johnson would be proud.
I don't know how I'm going to sing if I'm going to shut my mouth. Kelly's gotta look stuff up on the Google for the Parents Night In.
That was shoehorn central.
It worked.
Did it? Scrooge's nephew Fred, his jolly Christmas celebrating nephew Fred, has stopped by for his annual invitation to join him at Christmas time. And Scrooge is like, get the fuck out of here.
Titanic, you dumbass.
Right, Titanic. Why are you calling me a dumbass?
Because I knew it was something very popular, and you're like, I don't think so. I don't think you would have seen him in anything.
Wow.
That's what you said. Rewind the tape.
He was in Titanic, Kelly. Yeah, I love George C. Scott's delivery in that scene where he's talking to Fred, because in every other version, Scrooge is like angry with Fred, like, he's be boiling his own pudding. Ah. And in this, he's just like, he's making a joke of it, like... Every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled his own pudding.
Right. But he's saying it sort of feels, about those other idiots.
Right, I know, but it just feels much more natural the way Scott delivers it. Do you recognize this guy on the left?
Yes, I do.
As?
It'll take me a minute to remember where.
At this festive season of the
year.
They
have very large noses. He has a huge nose. And so does the other guy.
I feel that those of us with means should make some provision for poor Master Bruce.
Oh, yeah. It's Alfred.
Alfred. Michael Goff. And the other guy was on an episode of Fawlty Towers.
Oh, congratulations to him.
That sounded sarcastic.
Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing here?
Oh.
We are the Statler and Waldorf of Christmas movies.
Are we the Statler and Waldorf? I didn't think that was our vibe.
I like Muppets.
I know.
Fine, we're the Kermie and Fozzie.
The Kermie and Fozzie. Which one are you?
Piggy.
What?
Wait. Hot?
They're having such fun, Father.
Yeah, the little boy's not the greatest actor.
Tiny Tim's not great. And that fake sheet of ice that they're sliding on is not great.
Yeah, it looks like a piece of plastic.
It's clearly a trash bag.
Yeah, it's a single piece of plastic.
It's a hefty.
However, he is a little bit cute, that
He's
little
cute.
Boy.
He's cute. He's just not an actor.
No.
I wonder what he did after this.
He died, Justin.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
You're a horrible human being.
That's only one version of this.
Scrooge is going home. You know why? Because it's time to go home.
Father. He's got a big old dark house. I'm scared just looking at it. Forget about living there.
Well, they didn't have electricity yet. They do have stage lighting, though.
Lucky for him that the moon was very bright that night in all parts of his house.
Lucky for him that the stagehands showed up to light the scene.
Luckily for him, there were holes all over his ceiling so that it took in the moonlight.
He's got a ceiling like Swiss cheese.
Well, he's cheap. He doesn't like to fix it.
Goes well on rye.
What you drinking tonight, Justin Ballard?
Barrel House Z Zalato.
Oh, I'm drinking a wonderful import. Canada Dry Black Cherry Sparkling Seltzer Water.
What kind of happy horse shit is this?
I wish I could say that I could have more to drink, but my stomach is not
more
happy.
To drink?
Something more substantial.
Something adult?
Yeah. My belly's healing from a nasty bout of the summer sickies of the winter.
Summer?
The winter sickies.
Were you in Australia?
And now he's going to hear a really good song. We're Marley and Marley. Ooh. Oh, wait, that's not in this one? Turn it off.
Wait, why is there only one of him? There's supposed to be two. Where's Bob Marley? Oh, yeah, man. I got these chains from a did. I just went into Jar Jar for a second. Oi, moi, moi. Misa, I hate these chains.
God.
This Marley does overact sometimes, but I like...
He does, but it works. But
he also conveys the, like, sort of anguish in a way that a lot of other Marleys don't.
Oh, he's in your 1984 series of Sherlock Holmes.
What? What episode?
Professor Quorum.
What's the episode?
I have no idea.
God damn it, woman. Yeah, interestingly, when I think of the Sherlock Holmes TV series, I think of this movie... too, because they were made at around the same time, and they both have that really authentic kind of period feel to them.
Mm.
For those of you who are not aware of the Sherlock Holmes television series from the 80s and early 90s from Granada Television, my lovely wife bought me the entire Blu-ray set for my birthday.
I am lovely.
And I've been watching it, and it's amazing. I watched it as a kid.
It's pretty good, actually, in the bits that I've seen.
It's fantastic. Jeremy Brett. Is maybe the definitive Sherlock Holmes. The best delivery is when he says, "The dealings of my trade were but a drop of water in the comprehensive ocean of my business."
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He says business.
Fantastic overacting. Jacob is saying, "You're going to be visited by three spirits. They will either fix you or they won't. And if they don't, it's not my problem, but
And if you
try
don't,
to work with them.
And if you don't know this story already, just press stop and don't listen because screw you.
Scrooge you.
Scrooge you.
Go Scrooge.
Go Scrooge yourself. Drinking the beers and watching films at the Christmas Ballard House.
The Christmas Ballard House.
It fit.
Sure did. Didn't make a whole lot of sense, but...
I've done worse. I will take it as a win.
Okay.
Congratulations, me. We've done a great job.
Congratulations to Kelly B for making slightly sense.
That's the worst song ever. Made my song look good. I've said it before, I'll say it again, and I'll say it every year for the rest of my life, every time I watch one of these movies. I want his bed with the curtains.
Yep, you said that.
I love the bed curtains. Did I say it recently?
I think when we watched Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Yeah, I think you're right. Oh, no, you know what? When we were in Newport, somebody had bed curtains, too.
Oh, that's right. We went to one of the mansions.
Yeah, and it looked just like Scrooge.
I want that bed with the curtains.
That's what I sound like.
So that when I go to sleep, it's like I'm in a play. And then when I wake up in the morning, it's like I'm on stage.
Wow.
And my room is the audience, and I say, "Hey, everybody! It's time for the show to begin."
Why'd you turn me into Shelly?
Act one, brushing my teeth.
There's something. something the matter with you.
Nobody says that anymore.
I like that.
There's
though.
Something the matter with you.
Yeah, I think that's, it's so like grammatically wrong.
Except it's not.
Acceptable.
It's the ghost of Christmas past.
What's, she's a weird looking chick.
She is. Well, in the book, it's like, it's a male ghost, but he's like somewhere between a man and a boy. And then in this, they made it a woman instead. You know why?
Feminism.
SJ Dubs.
I mean, if it was SJ Dubs, it would be Jacoba Marley or Ebenezer Scrooge. This is where the movie gets really exciting for me. I like this section of the movie a lot.
His past?
All three, but the past is really well done for me.
I think the past in general is my least favorite of the three segments.
I think the present's always my favorite.
I love
because
the
yeah, Ghost of Christmas Present is always the best of the three.
Yes, and it's just interesting to see how like the Cratchits live and how Fred's party goes.
Right, and it's fun to see them sort of be flies on the wall in a scenario where he actually could physically be there and is
yeah.
not. In Mickey, the present was always my favorite. That used to kill
we
us.
We smash you. We smash with yogurt.
Yeah. Oh my God, he is so funny. This Ebenezer always looks like a really big weirdo to me.
Why?
He's a weird looking dude.
Well, he's got goofy long red hair.
Ebenezer Scrooge was a ginge as a youngin'.
He was a ginge. So was his sister.
Also, Ebenezer Scrooge's pants are awful.
He's got a codpiece.
So terrible. A codpiece is typically worn on the outside, though. He's just got like...
Well...
They're like hammer pants from the Victorian era.
He grew up by himself, and he was never taught how to properly put on a codpiece, so he put it inside the pants, obviously. It's Belle, the only woman he has ever loved.
She's got an interesting face.
Yes.
This Ebenezer is much less creepy than the other Ebenezer.
It's the same Ebenezer. Yeah, his hair's just shorter.
I think it's... Maybe it was the hair.
It was the
hair. And the really awkward pants.
Maybe Fezziwig taught him not to wear the codpiece. Ebenezer, there's no need for you to protect your junk. We're all gentlemen and ladies here.
That was the most awkward kiss ever.
He snuck a really awkward kiss on her side of her face, sort of, except he was aiming for her mouth. But
and
he
then
missed.
She was like, we must run away and do that again because you screwed it up.
We must run away so I can teach you to aim properly. My chin is down here. My mouth is here. Try not to purse your lips so much, because it just seems awkward. You need to give me a little more flesh.
Jeez. I don't know why that guy's crotch just danced into the camera.
Oh, God! Oh, I hit the camera!
Look at his pants. Whoa, look at his pants.
That guy should have been wearing a codpiece to protect him.
Jesus.
From that shot. And here's where the ghost is like, what was so great about this party? What, just because he made everybody happy? Who cares about happiness? Didn't make any money on it.
I think.
Right? Am I right, Ebenezer? Am I right? Happiness is stupid, right? Celebration? Fuck that.
Okay. So, one thing I will say.
And then Ebenezer's like, I mean.
The Ghost of Christmas Past's hair.
Yeah.
Is probably the only thing that comes close to suggesting 80s.
Yeah.
I think it's the only thing in this movie. I think the rest of it is really well done.
She should have come out and been like, Ebenezer! You're a dick! But you didn't used to be. What happened to you?
That was beautiful.
Thank you. The Ghost of Christmas Hair Metal.
Methinks there's a play in there somewhere.
Now she's reading him the riot act. Why didn't you try to make that work, you dumb shit? All you care about is the fucking money.
You dumb son of a bitch.
You dumb son of a bitch. Congratulations, douche.
She does say it with such like a sarcastic
smarmy.
Sneer.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I think I'm going to start saying that to you whenever you say something like really unimportant. Oh, Kelly, I paid the mortgage today. Congratulations.
Wow.
Guess what, Kelly? The train got me home a little faster than normal today. Congratulations.
Hey, Kelly, that felt good, didn't it? Congratulations.
What is that? Rude. So Fan went on to have like 95 kids.
95.
Count them.
It's a lot. Jesus Christ.
That's a lot. There's too many to count.
At the risk of being crude, between her legs must sound like an accordion.
I can't. I can't. Who makes a joke like that? I keep getting a visual.
You did. I'm sorry. The ghost of Christmas Past has left him to his own devices because he was like, go away. I don't want to see anymore. I don't want to see my what could have been my wife with her accordion legs with her Italian music playing whenever she walked. That's a trumpet.
That's totally
I don't know
a trumpet.
How to make an accordion noise.
Wee-wah.
That doesn't sound like an accordion either.
Sounds like a donkey, but that's okay. When I auditioned for this show, I never said I could do music noises.
Did you audition?
Oh.
I don't remember that.
That was just a casting couch, I thought.
Oh. Wait, who did you audition with? What the fuck?
I wasn't there. What the hell? So he wakes up on his floor, and then he puts himself to bed.
Yeah, and then his alarm goes off again. And it's basically like every night when...
Every hour. Oh,
Jesus. I fall asleep, and then suddenly... Mama! And I'm like, motherfucker, it's the ghost of Christmas Present.
This is a great little setup. Yes. He's a good ghost.
He's a wonderful ghost. I love him.
You've used the word wonderful so many times today. I've never heard you say the word wonderful outside of the title of It's a Wonderful Life.
Really?
Yeah, you're not really a wonderful user.
I'm not really a wonderful guy.
You're a wonderful guy. You just don't use the word very much. I've never heard you sit down at a meal and say, that was a wonderful steak.
No, I didn't
or
say
have
that.
A drink and say, that was a wonderful Bud Light.
Well, I would never describe a Bud Light that way.
You would have 15 years ago.
Yes, I would have. This actor's name is Edward Woodward.
I didn't ask.
Wow. Okay, douche. I didn't ask, so go fuck yourself. Hey, Justin, no one cares. I want to go out on Christmas morning and experience this.
Those are some nice stilts.
Go buy some meat.
He looks like that thing that you
Those aren't stilts. He's actually really tall.
He's that tall?
I think so. He might have had, like, boots or something. But
I think he has something on.
He was a tall guy.
So...
Let's look him up. Oh. I guess he wasn't that tall.
You can tell the way he's walking down the street. He's got some kind of implement.
Well, goddamn
it. Marley's had 92
This
kids.
Movie lied to me! That door doesn't look like it would keep any temperatures out.
Well, Justin...
That's a shitty door.
They're poor.
No wonder he's fucking dying of tuberculosis. There's no insulation in that place.
Maybe someone should give him a warm hug.
Maybe they should fucking weather strip the door that shows light in between.
They're sharing a pee for dinner.
They're sharing a pee?
They did in Mickey's.
They're very intimate, this couple, if they're sharing a pee together.
Yikes.
3 shillings and 6 pence. My first job paid $4.25 an hour.
My first real job paid $4.25.
And I said... $4.25 every hour.
Oh, is that what you were in at Stoppies?
Yeah, I was Stop and Shop. Stop I was a bagger.
Did people call it Stoppies when you were young?
No.
I think that's a Quincy thing.
They didn't call it Stoppies. They called it Stoppies. Hey, fucking go to Stoppies and then stop at Dunks. Hey, first stop at Stoppies and then stop at Dunks. Or you could stop at Dunks and then stop at Stoppies. I don't care. Either way, stop at both places, okay?
Either
Stoppies,
fucking way.
Dunks, Stoppies, I don't care. Get me everything. And then come home. It's a rather small goose. It's all Bob Cratchit can afford,
right.
Fuckhole.
Right in his face. For which you pay him.
Yeah.
Like, I love how he's passing judgment on somebody.
Yeah. Well, he's like...
That he clearly put in that position.
Yeah.
It'd be like me punching you in the face and be like, nice bleeding.
Then the ghost is like... Is that what you took away from this?
This is a very...
That they should have thanked you, you douche.
This is a very poignant moment for people alive in 2019.
It sure is. I'm a job creator.
Was that Kermit as a job creator?
Yep. Oh, I'm a job creator. Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, job creator. I only pay you 3 shillings and 6 pence a week. That's enough for you to buy a goose on Christmas.
All the ladies in their sausage
After
curls are singing.
After all, there's only one more bite for Christmas.
Oh, Jesus.
Fred's party looks delightful.
And Fred looks dashing. Look at that outfit. His gold
he looks
watch.
Dashing.
And his champagne vest.
He's got his hand in his pocket.
He's very Christmassy.
I got one hand in my pocket.
He's got a Christmassy velvet
and
jacket.
And the other one's coming up with similes.
Her hairstyle is atrocious.
Is it?
She's got like a bun with 3 sausage curls sticking out of it on the side, like dog ears. I'm going to start calling her Bassett Betty.
Bassett Betty?
Betty Bassett? Which one's better?
Betty Bassett.
Betty Bassett.
Yeah. as though this is going to go any further than this conversation.
I'm going to take it further.
She's not the only one, though. There's multiple women who have that hairstyle.
Yeah, I know. They're gross.
They're gross.
These girls really need to go home and do something different with their hair.
Right?
Other Sophie, fix their hair.
And the ghost is like, you know, they seem really happy. And he's like, well, they get free food and drink. Why wouldn't they be happy? It's like, no! No!
Oh, he'd be a great Ghost of Christmas Present, Keenan.
Shut up, bitch! It's all Bob Cratchit can afford!
I do love playing games on Christmas.
I'm clever.
You know, yeah, the other thing that is a weird thing about this era was when they wear a doily on their head that then falls down like dog ears on the side.
It's goofy.
It's like, what is that? Are you a plate of cookies?
Maybe they served cookies off their head. And all the cookies were gone.
One of those cultural things that has really fallen by the wayside.
Yes.
We should bring it back.
You know, Reginald, I'm more than just a plate for dessert. Okay?
Eat your cookie and then show me some respect.
Eat your cookie and get this doily off my head.
See, this smart
Because
woman,
I have a brain beneath this doily.
A drum.
Unfortunately, Fred's wife is a dummy. Tight as.
She's a dummy, but she's got a sharp wit.
She's got a sharp wit. Tight as your Uncle Scrooge's purse strings, because he's a rich, tightwad bastard.
Fred is way too exuberant about the rules, too. He's like, no, you're wrong, and your time is up, and you have lost.
Oh, you're quite wrong, and you've humiliated yourself in front of everyone, and I'm ashamed to be betrothed to you.
We're going to get divorced.
Oh, God.
Go take a seat.
You're an awful simpleton, and I'm sorry I married you.
So, he's been thrown out of the warm party, and now he's out in the dark cold. Pepper and salt.
We need pepper and salt. Now the potatoes are cooked.
I do love a good potato.
I love a good potato when I'm homeless and I'm roasting them over a fire.
Stop it. I just like potatoes. You don't have to make me homeless to eat it.
I need a potato.
I need a potato. I don't care for corn. That's my Irish potato famine musical.
I don't care for corn.
That voice was so great.
I need a potato.
It's as if there was an Irish Muppet.
What would his name be?
An Irish Muppet musical about the potato family.
What would his name be?
Seamus.
Okay, he could be Seamus, but what animal is he? Seamus the sheep.
I don't care for corn. I have just been sharn.
This was going way too far.
It's his theme song.
Please give me a potato, because I don't care for corn.
While we're joking about the Irish. Oh my God.
He just opened his pants,
and
there's kids for legs.
There's zombies in his pants.
He's got kids' zombie legs. They're horrifying.
The fuck? Sir, do you realize you have child zombies for legs?
Super creepy.
You named your zombie kid legs? What the fuck kind of sick bastard are you? You should have gone to a doctor immediately and got them amputated, obviously.
But instead you named them.
Instead you named them.
He's awfully jolly for someone who's walking around on kids for legs.
Also, do you send ignorance and want to school? And do you go with them? I guess you have to because they're attached to you.
He probably just naps during class.
No, he naps. And he has dreams. Funny dreams where he laughs heartily. And they're like, sir, trying to teach your zombie kids how to read and write.
This is quite the backstory you've come up with.
It's an amazing backstory.
These poor children.
If I may indulge myself. Oh, they're in a terrible part of town.
Yeah.
With whores.
Those people look crazy.
And drink. And debauchery. It's like a wonderful part of town, actually. I just use that word wonderful again.
That is where I've probably heard you use it, is in a sarcastic way.
Yeah.
Like, this colonoscopy is wonderful. Stepping on this broken glass feels wonderful.
First of all, you're unconscious during a colonoscopy. So if you're saying this colonoscopy feels wonderful.
The doctor did something wrong?
Something went wrong. So this woman shows up at this house of ill repute with a bunch of stuff that she's trying to sell.
The guy staring at the spoons is a weirdo. He makes ridiculous faces. He makes like Adam Sandler faces.
Oh, bed curtains. Oh, somebody died. He wasn't in the holiday mood, I guess.
Zabadoo.
Yabba yubba yo.
Stop looking at me, Clark. He
spilled. So hot. Want to touch the candle. Aru.
Someone's in denial, Ebenezer. Those aren't my things. They look exactly like my things, but they're not mine. Clearly, they're not mine. Right? 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 Hey, right? Guess, right?
Guess what, Ebby? You can't take them with you when you go.
It's Superman's mom with all of her other kids, but two kids are missing. Superman and Tiny Tim. And I'm very upset by the absence of both.
It suggests a lot that her youngest child is the one who is frail and weak. Like, maybe she should have stopped sooner.
Maybe she should have stopped at Superman.
Yeah, like, she. How did her loins, how did her loins birth Superman and Tiny Tim?
And Tiny Tim. I mean, Susanna, you've made your point with Superman.
They're all very sad, and clearly...
the door doesn't even close well.
Tim is no longer here. Justin, what part of they're really poor do you not get?
You fucking stuff it with something. Jesus, Bob. Newspaper.
You know, when it rains, the newspaper kind of disintegrates.
Okay, wool. When the kids outgrow their clothes, you stuff them in the door.
When the kids outgrow the clothes, the next kid gets the clothes.
Rubber. Rubber drives. Graft drives.
Graft?
Rubber drive.
What's a graft drive?
It's a life.
Scrap drive, you dumbass.
Is that
what's
what he says?
Graft drive.
Sounds like he says graft.
Someone tell me what graft is, please.
I don't know. Because, graft is like bribery.
Yeah, I don't think he says graft drives. He says scrap drives.
I couldn't understand.
What is wrong with
well,
you?
Well, he's a mealy mouth prick. It sounds like he's saying graft.
Oh my God.
I don't appreciate you ridiculing me.
I just really like it when I catch you saying something dumb, because it's usually me.
Yeah, it is.
Graft drives. Quick, everybody, collect all the bribery.
I love
this
plan.
We need all your bribery for the war.
We need your bribery.
We can't win the war without all of your bribery.
We can't protect
your collective
you.
Collective bribery.
We can't protect you without bribery.
Collectively, we need all of the bribery in town. And then when you're done, go to the next town and get their bribery too. We need wheelbarrows full of corruption.
I need to bribe Barrowsville as well. Fuck you. That's my point.
Hey everybody, someone come see how many bribes I've collected for the drive. I have so much graft, I don't know what to do with myself.
Why are you still speaking in an English accent? It was American involvement in World War II. We need graft.
Did I start in a different accent?
Yes.
Oh, well, we're watching an English
movie. Hello, bribery. Bring out your bribes. While we've been joking about graft, Ebenezer is finally at his fateful moment at the tombstone. Rub off the tombstone. Rub one out.
Oh my God.
Ebenezer, for God's sake, you'll be happier if you do.
Okay.
Think about Belle while you're rubbing.
No, stop. That's terrible.
Why?
You're gross.
Why?
Because you're gross.
No, it's his love.
Yeah, what says love like rubbing one out on a gravestone? I hated that joke, but I knew it would make you laugh. Don't spill.
That's the sickest thing you've ever said.
That's probably right.
What says love like rubbing one out on a gravestone? Oh no, it's his own name, Kelly. And now he's like, oh shit, everyone hates me. No one is going to give a shit when I'm dead.
He's no longer at the gravesite. He's now in his room.
He's in his room.
And his bedclothes are still on his bed. My bedclothes are here.
My bedclothes are here and my in-bed clothes.
And my... And my graft is all still here.
And
they didn't
graft,
take my graft
they
away.
They didn't do a graft drive.
Thank God. I definitely could not have survived without my graft.
You there, boy.
I want to open my window to a snowy Christmas London day.
Well, first of all, you have to move to London.
Yeah.
Well, we should try this. Maybe, like, one of the kids across the street will be running around on the street on Christmas morning and we can open the window and be like, you there, neighbor, what day is it?
To be like, did you have a stroke?
Go and buy me a turkey. What the fuck are you talking about? I'll give you a shilling. A shilling? What in the fuck is that?
I don't think the neighborhood kid's going to say that.
I love that saying. I'm sure I don't know.
It's a nice little contradiction.
A bit of irony, yeah. Yeah. It's an
oxymoron. I'm sure I don't know.
I'm sure that I do not know.
Not only that, he like walks into the room 3 steps, stops fully, looks at her, and goes, I'm sure I don't know. And then walks away. Like, he doesn't say it while he's on his way to the door like a normal person would.
Janet?
A normal person would be walking while saying it.
My lovely wife, I am fully confident that I cannot answer that question intelligently. But it's Ebenezer, and he has decided, I want to hang out with you guys. Can we hang out?
All right. Okay, Uncle E.
Can we hang out?
We can do it, Uncle Ebby.
You can call me Uncle E. Uncle Eb. Uncle Ebby.
Uncle Ebony.
Uncle Ebenezer. Not Ebenezer. That's too formal.
Yeah.
Uncle Ebenezer.
Pick any one of the other things I've said.
We can do this the hard way, or we can do this the Ebenezer way.
Oh, no. That's what he would say if he was a creepy uncle.
Yeah. Your wife's hot. Maybe she would like to learn the Ebenezer way.
Jesus. And Fred is so happy that Uncle Scrooge has finally accepted his invite.
This scene always chokes me up a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's always good to see a good redemption scene.
It's a redemption scene, but he says at the end, God forgive me for the time I've wasted.
Mm.
Like, I could have been connecting with my family, the one remaining member of my family this whole time, all these years, and I decided to be an asshole.
I decided to be a dum-dum.
Yeah. He's realizing, you look just like your sister. I've been reminded of that recently.
He looks nothing like that tiny, beautiful porcelain doll.
It's touching that he remembers his sister.
He's like, her right nostril was shaped very much like your left nostril.
I picked them both.
You must be my sister. This kid.
Wow. Your nostril looks like my sister's nostril. You must be her.
How did you do it?
How did who do what? What? How did you mutate into a man with an opposite nostril that was the same?
The same question could be asked.
Wow.
How did you do it? How did you figure out that I transmutated into a man with an opposite nostril? This is like a whole mini series worth of shit that we have to uncover.
We've gone down a deep rabbit hole of science fiction.
I'm fairly certain we could create an entire network out of this.
An entire network?
Well, if she transmutated into a man...
The bizarre hallucinations of Ebenezer Scrooge. Don't call him Ebenezer.
If she transmutated into a man, anything is possible.
Wow.
He's putting on his face.
Yes. I've just picked my nephew's nose thinking it was my sister. And I'm in a terrible mood and I don't care for your lateness. Jeez. And they called me Ebenezer all day and I didn't like it.
Even though I suggested it myself.
God damn it.
It was cute in the
idea. It sounded fun, and then it turned out to be awful.
But it was too late, and I couldn't say anything at the risk of being rude. So I simply gave them all my graft on the way out the door.
And all I won was a stupid accordion. And there it is. We've tied it all together. Belle. All the jokes tonight.
Thank you, and good night.
Thank you, and good night. Wait, it turns out... He was putting it on. He's actually very jovial. He's like, Bob, I love you. You're my faithful partner, and I want to help you. So
we made a number of inappropriate jokes.
But they were great, all of them.
Yeah.
This is a fine episode of Parents Night In, if I do say so myself.
We'll see what happens when you turn the lights up and it's not Last Call anymore, and you're like, ooh, I went home with that. Ooh. Anyways.
I stand by every drunk choice I've made.
Including the graft. Final takeaways?
It's a wonderful version of A Christmas Carol. Wonderful. No, it's a great version. I love all the performances, except for Tiny Tim, because he's an amateur. But George C. Scott is a fantastic Scrooge. Sinister without being, like, over the top.
Hmm.
Not even so much sinister, just dickish without being over the top. Like, he's
a jerk.
He's a very believable old rich guy.
Crotchety old man.
Yes. Who just doesn't give a fuck about other people until he's forced to.
Yeah. We should hire an army of ghosts. to go out and take care of all the crotchety old men and ladies.
Rich guys.
There's jerky ladies out there too.
There are, but
I think we start with the men. There's more of them.
Start with the men.
Yeah.
They set this whole thing up.
Stupid men.
But it's one of the best stories ever told.
That's why it's been made like 150 million times.
That's why it's endured for 250 years.
My takeaways are I like that movie. It's very nice. The end.
That's it?
No, I really like it. I like the whole feeling around it. It moves nicely and distinctly through the different tones of the movie.
Yeah.
It does that really well. Like, it sort of starts really gloomy, and then when we're supposed to feel happy and warm, it's happy and warm.
Yes. It captures the spirit of the season.
I do think they do a very good job of being super authentic, except for her 80s metal hair.
Well, you know, she's a ghost.
Yeah.
She traveled to the 1980s and was like, this is pretty fucking... Hold on. I gotta go back to the 1880s.
But she's the ghost of the past.
Yeah, I know. But she's a ghost. She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
I guess.
And she's like, poison! Oh, wait. Ebenezer Scrooge needs me. Hold on. Let me show him his stupid bullshit. And then I'll come back and sing Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Yeah. Every Scrooge has his bell.
Wow.
Just like every poker has its tail.
I thought you were going to say every Justin has its cow.
Just like every Justin has his redhead kel. Wow. Every Scrooge has its bell.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Don't forget to click that subscribe button and follow us on Twitter, MeWe, and Facebook.